This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing President Trump for mocking Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford during a campaign-style rally in Mississippi last night. Senate Republican Susan Collins of Maine says,
"The president's comments were just plain wrong."
And Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says there's no time or place for remarks like these.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Allegations by the New York Times that Donald Trump built his fortune with dubious tax schemes involving sham corporations are now being investigated. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance saying they're reviewing the allegations in the Times article and will pursue all appropriate avenues of investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
To say Democrats are causing delay, give me a break.
That's the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer slamming Republican criticism over the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Schumer yesterday on the Senate floor rejecting criticism from Republican leader Mitch McConnell that Democrats are obstructing and needlessly delaying Kavanaugh's confirmation. He called the majority leader McConnell a master of delay.
Who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House.
McConnell insists there will be a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation before the week is over. The White House and Pentagon confirming they've received suspicious envelopes of what appears to be ricin, the Secret Service saying one of them was addressed to President Trump. Two envelopes yesterday tested positive for ricin, though none of the envelopes reached their destinations as they were flagged in remote screening locations. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander is now ending his campaign to become Kansas City's next mayor, announcing yesterday afternoon he's dropping out to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from his time in the U.S. military. Kander served as an Army intelligence officer in Afghanistan. He says he visited the VA hospital on Monday of this week to discuss getting treatment for PTSD and depression. Tesla has delivered 82,500 cars in the third quarter that ended on Sunday, and that includes nearly 56,000 lower-priced Model 3s. Auto industry analysts say this might calm investors who've been very nervous as the SEC's been threatening or did threaten to ban CEO Elon Musk from the company he co-founded. Musk and Tesla agreeing last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take the company private. Private sector jobs surging. A morning report from ADP says the economy added at least 230,000 private payroll jobs last month. The government jobs report's due out tomorrow, or Friday, that is. and it's possible toy giant Toys R Us could make a comeback. The retail company has canceled the bankruptcy auction of its intellectual property assets, which means it could be back in business and open some new stores under that name again.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for a heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart and body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. And I've got a real treat for you. Her book has just been released, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. The one and only New York Times bestselling author, Brigitte Gabriel, is with us. Brigitte, how are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to be back with you, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, Brigitte, of course, a terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., and the author, as I mentioned, of her new book, Rise. Brigitte, this all for you started when you were 10 years old. They didn't realize the lioness that they awoke in you when they attacked you and your family, did they?
No, they did not. And, you know, this is exactly where my passion comes from, because my life changed on 9/11 happened to me in 1975 in Lebanon when the radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burning me under the rubble wounded. I ended up living in a hospital for 2.5 months and later living in a bomb shelter underground for the next 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth. But you know what they say, Bill? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes,
and
amen.
When I was younger, I would always wonder, God, how could you do this to us? You know, why don't you go pick on the drug dealers and the killers and people who massacre people? Why do you have to pick on us? You know, God-fearing, law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
But it became very clear to me that God uses his people to make a difference in this world, and everything happens for a reason.
Well, without a doubt, he is sovereign, and you're exactly right. If we're open to that, to become better and not bitter, it could have been easy for you and your family to become bitter because it wasn't fair, and it wasn't fair for lots of Lebanese and people in the area and what radical Islam has done. But it has really sobered you up in a sense to where you probably look at the idea of political correctness in America and you just can't believe it.
Exactly. This is why for someone like me, Bill, who crossed oceans to get here, I value and I understand the freedoms, the amazing gifts that we have in this country, that our founding fathers, in their wisdom, saw, envisioned an amazing nation and gave us the laws and the rights and the freedoms that we have. And actually, many of our founding fathers died broke trying to fight to give us the country that we have today. The least we can do is preserve it for our next generation. And people like me who escaped tyranny to come to the United States understand what we left behind and why we crossed oceans to get here. And the sad thing is, Americans, Bill, take it for granted because they have been born into the lap of freedom.
Exactly.
They have been born into a nation that defends them, that stands for them, that gives them the freedom to even burn the flag, demonstrate against the flag, flag, even kneel for the flag, and they can still live here without the police arresting them in the middle of the night and throwing them in jail, never to be heard from again. This is a nation where we have so much freedom and so much blessings that we need to stand up and defend her with everything we can, because right now America is under assault from an enemy abroad as well as from enemies within. And that's what I try to point out in my new book, Rise. Rise in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, and rise in defense of everything that America represents, that people like you and me and our listeners care about.
Exactly. Well, at the very foundation of our country and our U.S. Constitution are those Judeo-Christian values that lead to freedom, God-given rights and liberty that God has given to us, lest if a government was the one to give it to us, they would take it away. And sadly, the government seems to be moving more and more in that direction. But if people with passion and people that believe in the liberty and the foundation of this country do not stand up and rise, then we're going to continue to be overwhelmed.
Exactly. We are going to continue to be overwhelmed. Look what's happening right now in America. I mean, our country is changing right before our very eyes, Bill. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this before. I mean, the flag that once flew on every street corner is now considered a hate symbol.
Amazing.
On college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. The world is turned upside down. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance and hatred. People who hate our country, apologize for our country, they're not considered haters, but they are considered freedom fighters. Well, people like you and me, who honor our founding fathers, who respect our constitution, who love our flag, who believe that America was founded on amazing principles that made it a shining city on a hill for the whole world to look at and strive to come to. Right now, all these values are under attack. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, even our freedom together. Look,
exactly.
I had a national conference in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot believe the attacks against us from the likes of Antifa and mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter and the ACLU and MoveOn.org and these type of organizations that did not agree with what we were talking about or with our stand on national security, that they actually threatened the Hyatt to shut down our national conference, our event, as well as the ACLU sent a letter to members of Congress because they knew that members of Congress are going to be speaking at our national conference. The ACLU sent a letter to Congress threatening them not to show up at our conference, and the letter was signed by 59 organizations. 59 organizations! This is where we are in America today.
Exactly. What are they afraid of, Brigitte?
They are afraid of the truth. They are afraid of what we represent and the freedoms that we fight for. We are speaking about defending America from enemies abroad, from within. We are speaking against radical Islamic terrorism. We are speaking against people like Antifa who feel they can show up with brass knuckles and knives and attack Americans and punch them and kill them just because they disagree with them. Look, in America, since the founding of our nation, we have debated issues, we have debated ideas, we have the ability to gather together and passionately debate ideas, even mm-hmm. from the top of our lungs, yet
right.
respectfully agree to disagree. We recognize from the beginning of our nation that what made America great is our ability to come together and reason together,
exactly.
even though we don't agree on issues, but that's part of what contributed to the greatness of our nation, and we all, no matter what debate we got into, no matter whether we are talking with our friends, whether we're talking on college campuses, whether we're talking in Congress, we all go into a debate knowing that I may change my mind based on learning new information that I did not know before from my opponents or people that I'm discussing things with. That's what universities are all about, the exchange mm-hmm. of ideas. Yet these exchange of ideas are no longer allowed in our American society today. If you are a conservative speaker speaking on a college campus, you are booed, you are thrown out, you are attacked with people throwing pies at you, you need a security team fit for a president just to be able to speak on a college campus. These are the ideas and these are the principles that the radical the leftist Islamist coalition and how now they're coming together and working together against the ideas that you and I stand for.
Exactly.
And our listeners.
Well, Brigitte, we got to take a quick pause, going to break. More from Brigitte Gabriel after this.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, where we're fresh, very independent, maybe a little bit ornery. That's okay. You can be ornery, too. It's welcomed here. And this is the whole point of this conversation with Brigitte and her book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, you brought up something very important, and that is that it wasn't really all that long ago where we could sit down and reason together passionately, but respectfully. I would ask those that want to be so passionate passionately and so mean-spirited, when was the last time that they clearly convinced somebody of their policy by yelling and screaming and burning their building down?
Exactly. Or calling them names.
Yes.
Or destroying their property. Or attacking their children. Or giving the names of their children to gangs and thugs so they can go target them. We are better than that as a society, as Americans. We are far better than that. What made us better than most nations around the world is the freedoms that we have and the wisdom that we had installed in us by our founding fathers, the practices that our founding fathers put in place that we have carried on. This is exactly why we have a balance in our government. This is exactly why we have checks and balances. This is exactly why we have Congress debating issues before they pass a bill and it's presented to the American public. And the American public and their representative have the opportunity to look at bills presented and debate them before the before people vote for them. Mm-hmm. This is exactly why we have an electoral system in our government as well, in our society. And
right.
Like you said, not long ago, we were able to come together and reason together. But right now, we have lost that, and we cannot lose that. And this is exactly why, when I wrote my book, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. And by the way, I want to point out that this is not a religious book. This is a secular book. Judeo-Christian values are the foundation of Western civilization.
Exactly.
You may call them principles. Western democracy is based on Judeo-Christian values. Even atheists in our country teach their children, Johnny, treat others the way you want to be treated. Most
right.
people don't realize that that's a principle founded in biblical foundation.
Exactly.
Now, whether you go to church or not, whether you go to temple or not, whether you're a practicing Jew or a Christian or whatever, you don't need to be a practicing religious person to live and abide by these principles that are the foundation of American society. And we need to come together and understand if we care about these principles, if we care about this foundation, we must now stand up against the thugs, against the people who do not tolerate another point of view, against those who are calling for the killing and the murder of our police. We cannot lose.
Not to mention our president either. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is as you point out, Brigitte, is this mean-spiritedness and these actions that are taking place. I mean, we live in a dangerous America right now. It's no longer an existential threat. It is here domestically within our boundaries. We got people that have sat there, looked in our face and said, hey, look, I want you gone. I want you dead. The threat of your liberties is too much for me, and I want you out of here. And that is a concerted effort. And then you have other people who are going along to get along, and next thing you know, they're wearing the T-shirts, they're thinking the thoughts, they're saying the words. You've got Madonna saying that she's thought many times of blowing up the White House. You've got a former Broadway star saying, where's John Wilkes Booth when you need them? A threat towards the president. This is all very dangerous stuff. And what's happening is you're going to find people on the wrong side of this whole matter, and they're acting rather treasonously, and they're putting in jeopardy the liberties that we have grown up with, and along with it, decency and kindness toward your fellow man. I mean, this is very dangerous right now, in my opinion.
Very dangerous. And to give you an example, in my book Rise, I discuss an instant where a professor at NYU, a leftist professor, basically put out the names of our ICE agent, of 1,600 ICE agents. Their names, their families, their wives, their children, their husbands, where they live, their addresses, and gave it to Antifa on purpose to inflict harm and to injure these people. Antifa shared it with ISIS, put it out on the internet. Now, this is beyond hatred. Wishing ill and injury and even maybe murder on another American who did nothing. You don't even know them. You don't even know their children. You don't even know their families. Simply because they have a job, and their job is to secure our borders, arrest gang members like MS-13 gang who broke into our land and are killing our people. And for that, you hate them so much that you want them dead, as well as their families and their children, that you put their name out. This is where we are in our nation. And I don't believe, Bill, I believe there's a lot of Americans who agree with you and me, even if they are not conservatives, who are decent Americans who say, you know what, this is crossing the line. line.
Exactly.
This is crossing a line that no one in this, that most of us in this nation do not want to cross, and we do not want to go there.
Well, this is why we need to come together for those key principles, as you say, Brigitte. It's about liberty. It's about being American. It's not Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's outside of the political realm. It's a higher calling than that. And it's the calling for liberty for, you know, that secures you and myself and our families and the next generation coming behind us.
Exactly. And, you know, in the book, in the first chapter, I discuss how on 9/11, how we were united, 9/11, 2001, how we were united as Americans. This is how I open up the book, how on that day, you know, we were not Democrats. We were not Republicans. We were not independents. We were not libertarians. We were Americans. We cried together. We sobbed together. We hugged each other. We all hung our American flags on in front of our homes, on our cars. People were buying American clothing, American flag clothing. You couldn't even keep American flag clothing in stores. People were all together as a nation. Who can forget the image of our elected officials standing on the steps of the Capitol singing God Bless America on that day? We all were one. How far we have come in just 17 years. 17 years.
Right.
We're not talking ancient history. We're talking 17 years. The country today is so divided, and we shouldn't let it be divided. We should come together. We should understand the problem that we are dealing with, and we should become active. And that's exactly why I titled my book, Rise. Mm-hmm. The problem on our side, Bill, people who are like us, who are logical people, who want to get back to, let's discuss the issues. Let's not shout and insult and call each other name and attack and cuss each other out. Let's come and talk together peacefully and nicely and try to reason together. People like us don't like information. That's why I wrote my book. We don't like education on the right. We have education. Bill, the people who are listening to you right now are all educated on the issue. They know the problem.
Exactly.
But they are not mobilized. The people on the left, on the other hand, are extremely mobilized. They don't understand the issues. They're not educated. You ask any 22-year-old leftist radical, tell me about socialism. You want socialism in America? Tell me why. Tell me about socialism.
Right.
They cannot even answer you what socialism is.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're mobilized. So what I do with my book, Rise, at the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give people ideas and tips of things they can do, simple things to make a difference in their local community and for our nation. Three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for the country, and you can do them while you're sipping your cup of coffee in the morning in your pajamas.
Exactly.
You don't need to go out and demonstrate. You don't need to block bridges, but there are simple things you can do that will make a difference for the country.
And I got to tell you, Brigitte, I'm so glad that your clarion call to activate the citizenry is in your book, and it's throughout the book. It is the heart of it. I mean, we can talk about the problems, but if we're not willing to do anything about them and affect the change that we see that needs to occur, it by virtue of our own Constitution that starts out with we the people, it commands us to be activated. If we're going to sit back, then you've got the deep state and all the other stuff that's been going on in our country that's tearing us apart. Remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book that has just been released and the website, if you would, Brigitte.
Thank you. People can get the book Rise in all bookstores nationwide, as well as on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. It's available at Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Walmart, Sam's Club, and everywhere where fine books are sold. People can also go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Find out more information about me, the book, and our organization as well.
Brigitte Gabriel, New York Times best-selling author, founder, chairman of Act for America. Brigitte, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you so much. To you as well. Bye-bye.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing President Trump for mocking Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford during a campaign-style rally in Mississippi last night. Senate Republican Susan Collins of Maine says,
"The president's comments were just plain wrong."
And Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says there's no time or place for remarks like these.
"What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember."
Allegations by the New York Times that Donald Trump built his fortune with dubious tax schemes involving sham corporations are now being investigated. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance saying they're reviewing the allegations in the Times article and will pursue all appropriate avenues of investigation. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, but before we get there, we're still on a mission from God, are we not, to promote His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Mark Driscoll joins us. It's good to be talking with Mark again. It's been a while. His latest book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power, as he writes, is a project that took him several months plus 30 years. Right, Mark?
Yeah, you learn as you go, and some of us are a little slow. So, but we get there. We get there eventually.
Exactly. Mark, as he writes in his bio, is a Jesus-following, mission-leading, church-serving, people-loving, Bible-preaching pastor and the author of many books. And this book here, Spirit-Filled Jesus, you know, as you go through the Word of God, I mean, Jesus was real specific as to the Spirit that was in Him, and that in order for us to get and be imbibed with that same Spirit, He had to leave, Mark. And there was a God purpose in the Holy Spirit being here on earth to fulfill the mission that Jesus and God had put forth for us all.
Absolutely. And I think now maybe it's more critical than ever. I say in the book, either live your life culture up or kingdom down.
Yes.
And if you're going into the culture and into this world to get your encouragement, your hope, your emotional well-being, your relational encouragement, you are dead. I mean, there is not life and hope and help and healing to be had in the world. Mm-hmm. And instead, God wants us to live our lives kingdom down. What's God's culture like? What's God's character like? And then God sends the Holy Spirit so we can have that relationship with God and that we can be connected to his kingdom. And then that empowers us and enables us to live a different kind of life for the well-being of others on the earth in the culture.
Well, Mark, you open up the book drawing reference to the importance of the Word of God. Jesus said that it is not by food that man lives, but by the Word of God. And you tell a story here about a woman, a young girl who is the daughter of a pastor herself, and she gave you your first Bible. And, of course, little did you know when she gave you that gift, but as the future would point out, as you admonish all men, that if you find a good woman who gives you a Bible, then you probably ought to exchange it for a ring, huh?
Yep, that's the deal. Yeah, she was 17. We met. She's now my wife. We've been faithfully married 26 years. We've got 5 kids. And I was not a Christian when we met. We were in high school. And I had a lot of questions and criticisms of Christianity. And rather than arguing with me, she just gave me a Bible and let me argue with God.
Mm.
And I won a few arguments with that sweet girl, but I never won an argument with God. So she was really bullseye, just handed me a Bible. And for those that are listening, if you have questions or concerns or criticisms about Christianity, just pick up the Bible, read for yourself, see what it says. If there's somebody you know, love, care about, buy them a copy of the Bible. That was the greatest gift that anyone's ever given me was that Bible. It sits on my shelf, and God's used the Bible to change my life. And I know for a fact, without the Bible, my life would be totally different, and nothing would be better.
Exactly. Well, Mark, as you state in the book, which is typical, a lot of people have Bibles. I think according to the latest Barna study, something like 85% of the homes have a Bible. The problem is that they're all pretty dusty, and many people know about the Bible and have one. They even have multiples of Bibles, but have they read it? And, some think that, if I get connected to the Bible maybe once or twice a week, that's all it takes. And I go back to what Jesus said. I mean, would you only go to the table to eat once or twice a week? And if Jesus said the Word of God is more important than food, we're missing something. There's some disconnect here, is there not?
Absolutely. And I think you're absolutely hitting on something that's critical, and that is that most people are far more familiar with their physical life. We get up, we brush our teeth, we look in the mirror, we step on the scale, we pick out our clothes. And so we put a lot of energy and effort and time and money into our outer life. And most people don't really put that kind of time, energy, or money into their inner life, into their soul.
Mm-hmm.
We don't spend the kind of money that we do. We don't spend the time or energy that we do on the body, on the soul. And the soul really is the most important part of you. If your body is healthy, but your soul is sick or weak, that's where people get depressed. That's where they lose hope. That's where things go very dark. They become addicted. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to start inside out, and that's really
exactly
nurturing, feeding your soul, and then the rest of your life will come together.
And I'm glad you stressed that, Mark, because that's so important, because in the common culture, we think it's outside in, but it's exactly the opposite. And if you do not apprehend that concept, that is what is realized in the physical is first expressed in the spiritual, good, bad, or whatever, right? And so if you don't get that connection, then you go bumbling about trying to fix things in all the wrong way. You've got to get to the root, and the root is your spirit. Mark, spirit-filled Jesus, what was it? What was that aha moment for you where you said, I've got to write this book?
Well, for Jesus, obviously, he's the most significant, impactful life that's ever been lived and legacy that's ever been left on the planet. Even the non-Christians agree. Nobody affected human history like Jesus. And my question was, how did he do it? You know, did he have an X factor? Did he have a secret? Was there something that he knew or did, or something that he had that we didn't? And I was preaching through the Gospel of Luke for 2 years, 100 sermons, and I saw that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and I realized Jesus lived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he sends the Holy Spirit so that we can live by the same power that he did, and grow to become increasingly more like him in our character. And so, to me, that was a major revelation. Anybody can admire the life of Jesus, but the Christian can actually experience it.
Well, we're talking with Mark Driscoll, his brand-new book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power. Mark, many important critical things that you explore in the book, forgiving people, being emotionally healthy, having healthy relationships, overcoming temptation, having a godly family, and living by God's power in all of life. Of all these things and all that you shared in the book, because there's so much more even that brings some depth and understanding and revelation, this is what I appreciate about your writing and what you're sharing with us is I really feel it's like as if you went to the throne room of God and you said, God, write this book for us. You know, what is it that you have to reveal for us? So that in mind, what is the key takeaway of all the blessings that are in this book? What would be most gratifying for you that people would get from your book?
Well, everyone has pains and problems. They have needs, frustrations, temptations. And God's power is available at the very moment of need to meet the need emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, in the exact way that the person is needing help. And so what Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper, what he was saying was, that firstly, that we need help. And so we all need help. And that God sends the helper to help us just as he sent the helper to help Jesus. And I just want everyone out there to know that at some point this week, God has a divine appointment scheduled with you. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be confused. And you need to stop and you need to invite the Holy Spirit to give you the help that you need. And I promise that God will meet you there in that place and meet that need that you have.
Mark, I'm glad you talked about the appointed time. This is something that God has been showing me here in the last couple of weeks about how we miss the appointed times. And what you just shared with people is so important. And I really think that they need to hear this and understand that their appointed time will come. And in the same way that God judged Israel for missing the appointed time when the King of Kings came into Jerusalem on that donkey, that's what he judged him for. That's what he was most upset was that they missed their appointed time. And you talk about that divine appointment. And I believe in much the same way, God is going to judge you for missing your appointed time, is he not?
Yeah, and he's gracious. Sometimes he gives us a second chance. But there are times in life, if we miss the window of opportunity, that opportunity passes. So we need to be aware of what God is doing, and we need to invite him to help us to execute at that time. And if we miss that opportunity, you know, God is gracious. Maybe he gives someone else an opportunity or gives us a second chance. But I don't know about you. I mean, I want to make the most of my life. Our days are short. Our world is evil. The need is great. And if you're one of God's children, you want to be part of the solution and not distracted.
Yeah, right on. Pastor Mark Driscoll is with us. More from Mark after this. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Pastor Mark Driscoll is with us. His new book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power. Mark, what do you say to those people? Say, look, I get you. I'm hearing that the gospel message and the Holy Spirit should make a difference in my life. I'm hearing about the changes in your life. But I feel like I'm out in the desert. I've been in the desert in Kadesh Barnea constantly. I'm not coming into the promised land, and I see the possibility of it, but I'm not apprehending it yet. What do you tell them?
Yeah, as a pastor, I think we've all been in those seasons where we're wondering, God, am I my own here? Have you taken a vacation? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And sometimes we're not listening. Sometimes we're wanting to hear something, and God is not saying that, and we just don't like the answer. I've got 5 kids, and, you know, sometimes my kids don't listen. I love them. They're great kids.
Yes.
Sometimes my kids, they didn't like the answer. So they're like, well, you didn't really answer me. I did. I said no. You know,
because everything's negotiable. Even no's are negotiable these days. You know that, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I'm raising 5 beautiful, wonderful attorneys. That's what I'm doing. And sometimes as well, what my kids need is just for me to be present with them. And I think sometimes when we don't sense that God is speaking, he's a father, and he sends the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and to be his presence. And at least we're not alone. And that means he'll speak to us at a future point. He'll reveal more information. But sometimes, you know, we're wanting information, and he's wanting to first build the relationship. And so, you know, for me, it's things that we all know, but most of us, frankly, don't do. It's Bible reading, prayer, time in relationship with godly people, time in worship. Many of us don't do that. We do the same thing with our soul that we do with our body, and we're looking for a diet, you know, that'll just get us healthy really quick.
Yeah, give me that pill.
Cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the body and the soul, they both require, you know, attention. They both require intention. And if we don't have that, we're not going to be healthy physically or spiritually. And so, not to guilt or shame anybody, but just to examine their life, like, do I have a good process for well-being of the soul? Do I have a good soul care plan? Am I nurturing my soul? If not, that may explain why my relationship with God is not very good because maybe I'm not very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, what I guess I discovered is that when I found myself in those desert experiences, and it's always, oh, God, please do not let it be 40 years. You know, get it through my thick skull what it is I need to learn. I often find myself going in circles because there's lessons I need to learn. And the other thing that I was able to derive out of this is that this is what's so important about journaling. When you journal, it really has a way of getting you closer to the Father and documenting. Because sometimes the changes can be so, as you say, it's a process. And sometimes they can be so subtle. They're not, you know, instant. That all of a sudden, you know, everything is just roses and rainbows. It is a little bit at a time because God is pulling back that onion skin layer of our soul that needs to be pulled back to where His glory can reside. But we've got to get through that process. And but I found journaling was especially helpful.
I think that is absolutely a great insight. It gives us a way to process, to unburden, to emotionally vent, you know, without putting it on the internet, which is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yeah,
and
right.
And there's whole parts of the Bible that are laments, and the number one category of Psalms is laments. It's people who are frustrated. They're not sure what God is saying or doing, and so they're being very honest and emotional and passionate about it. And so, you know, we see this repeatedly in the Bible. We have the whole book of Lamentations, and those are really journal entries from believers who are saying, I am not sure what's going on. But I'm not going to question God. I'm going to take my questions to God and Amen. Wait until He provides an answer.
Mm-hmm. Mark, as far as your life is concerned, what evidence have you seen as you've walked more and more closely with the Spirit as Jesus commanded us to do?
The thing that really struck me as I was researching for the book is I got into the emotional life of Jesus. I can't find hardly anything written on the emotional life of Jesus. Lots on his parables, lots on his miracles, lots on his teachings. And what I discovered was that Jesus' life was regulated by the Holy Spirit. I mean, he was falsely accused, arrested, tried, betrayed, abandoned, ripped off, yet he was still emotionally healthy. And God tells us in the scriptures that the Holy Spirit brings us love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And what that's explaining is the emotional life of Jesus. And you just think of kind of the emotional state of our nation, of our culture. It is not healthy. It is not joyful. It is not life-giving. But the Holy Spirit gives the opportunity for believers to experience emotional health and to have an emotional life that is very similar to the emotional health of Jesus, which to me was one of the greatest revelations. It's like, you mean I can have authority and dominion over my emotional life? I don't have to just sort of feel what everybody else is feeling and respond like everyone else is responding. And it's made me, I think, I believe my wife Grace and I have had a good marriage, and it's taken the marriage to a whole new level. And my relationship with my kids to a deeper level as well.
I bet when you look over the characteristics of Jesus, I know for me, there was one in particular that God had to deal with me in, and that was how he was, you know, when he was persecuted, the common refrain was, and he said nothing. And he said nothing.
Oh, God.
And I was at that point in my life where I guess maybe I was whining too much, and the Holy Spirit says, you need to take note of this. And he said nothing. And I went into a deep study as a result of that. For you, what was that characteristic? What characteristic of Jesus impacted you the most?
I looked up every single appearance of every single emotion of Jesus in the Gospels. And it's around 60, if memory if my memory is correct. I'm going to preach chapel at my kid's school, so I'm in the car. But the number one most frequent emotion mentioned of Jesus in the whole Bible is compassion. Which, you know, we live in a world where everybody's only and always thinking about themselves. To be compassionate, you got to be thinking about somebody else.
Right.
That means that Jesus spent most of his time thinking about the well-being of others and had compassion for them, which is convicting to me. It's like, man, I tend to be sort of self-absorbed and not as compassionate toward others. But also it means that when I'm struggling or I have need, Jesus has compassion to this day toward me. Mm-hmm. And he invites me to bring those needs to him, and he responds compassionately. And that's amazing. That means Jesus is not like anybody else, because nobody else behaves that way.
Exactly. And when we have the Spirit in operation in our spirit, then the compassion that is able to come out, we know instantly it's not of us because we're not that good in and of our own flesh. But we acknowledge that, hey, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are using me right now as a vessel of your compassion toward this hurting person and this moment for a time such as this. Mark, how does living in the Spirit help us to resist temptation?
Well, when we're up against temptation, we need a force that is stronger than that temptation to give us the power to walk in victory. And that is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, like in Luke chapter 4, it says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and there he fasted and was isolated for 40 days. That Satan came and tempted him with all the temptations of the world in an instant, which is crazy. Just think of everybody who's listening right now, all of the temptations that they faced were all handed to Jesus in an instant. I mean, that's just overwhelming. It's an unconscionable temptation.
Right.
And he overcame all of that. And at the end, it says that he was then led by the Spirit back into town. And so Jesus' temptation, his victory came through that because of the presence and the power of the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, greater is he than he who is in this world. And
right.
So when the dark forces of this world come to bring temptation, the Holy Spirit who is in you is stronger and greater and able to empower you to say no to temptation and to walk in the victory that Jesus won for you. And I think most people, they think even being tempted is a sin and they get discouraged and why am I tempted by this? There's a big difference between being tempted and sinning. Jesus was tempted and he never sinned. So we're going to be tempted just like Jesus was tempted. But just because we're tempted, we don't have to be defeated. We can walk in victory over that and celebrate that and not be discouraged by that temptation.
Well, we know the words that greater is he that is in me than he that in the world, but do we know it? Do we know it experientially?
Yeah.
And that's that is the challenge and the growth opportunity. Forgiving others, always a huge issue here, Mark. Forgiving others.
Yeah.
It's so important to God that we maintain a horizontal relationship with our neighbors.
Yeah, well, I started looking at the various places in the Bible where it talks about unforgiveness or bitterness. And in the same orbit, it talks about Satan and demons. So in Ephesians 4, it says, forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. Don't give the devil a foothold. It says in Matthew 18, if God forgives you and you don't forgive someone, you're handed over to Satan to be tormented. You know, Satan torments the person who's forgiven but not forgiving. And so Satan and demons, they're never forgiven of anything, and they never forgive anyone for anything. They just don't do forgiveness. God does forgiveness. Jesus dies for our forgiveness. The Holy Spirit then comes to give us the power to enjoy the forgiveness that Jesus gives and then to take that gift and to share it with others. And so anybody who's hurt or even, you know, really wronged, I don't want to minimize their hurt, but if you say, I'm not going to forgive, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to demonic torment. And the Holy Spirit works in the realm of forgiveness. Satan and demons work in the realm of unforgiveness. As soon as you walk through that door, you're headed into a very dark, dangerous, difficult place.
Exactly. So much more to talk about, including enduring suffering and the secrets of emotional health. But this is why you need to get your hands on his book, okay? Spirit-filled Jesus, live by his power. Pastor Mark Driscoll has been our guest. Mark, where can they go to get their hands on your book?
It's available everywhere. Amazon, you can find out more at markdriscoll.org. There's 300 sermons, a mountain of Bible teaching, and it's all there for you.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.